Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert after a solid season, to say the least, last year, getting third place at state as you guys were able to defeat South Gray in the first round but lost to a very good Quinter team in the semifinals. But overall, I mean, just your thoughts on how last year went.
Well, I thought last year was a great season. You know, traditionally here at Frankfort, you know, girls basketball, we don't have a lot of, say, trophies or hardware. And that was a goal, was kind of write your own history. And, you know, we would have liked to have got a state championship or even a runner up, but it just didn't happen. The big thing that I stressed to them, that week after we got beat, you know, in the semifinals, is you want to have your last game, you know, on the winning side, so you don't have to sit on it for whatever months. And I thought our girls responded really well. I thought maybe they were a little angry. They may have thought they could have played a little better in the semifinals. But, you know, give Quinter credit. They made us struggle. So, I thought our girls did respond though the next night against Norwich, and we looked good. So we're excited about this year. We lost one senior, Taryn Parthmer. So we have a lot of returners. We got some experience. I'd like to build a little more depth from the bench, but overall, I mean, I'm kind of excited to get this thing going.
Yeah, I mean, kind of just talk about some of those returning starters. I mean, you guys really, I feel like, are a really solid guard-oriented team, but at the same time, you guys have the ability to get it inside and score down low.
Right. You know, we got Emma Hardwick as a guard, very good defender, good ball handler. She runs the show for us. Hattie Gross is a good scorer, actually going to go to play college basketball at Benedictine. And Breely does a good job defensively. And then we have Sydney Wapp in the post. We have Lexi Dollinghouse in the post. And then you have Tana Stoll and Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who come in off the bench usually and pour in the threes. So, you know, we have all the components. Like I said, I'd like to build a little bit more depth coming off the bench. But overall, you know, those are the main returners. They all played last year. So, you know, they should be well seasoned. It may take a game or two to kind of get in the flow of things, but I'm excited to get started.
And Coach, how do you feel like you guys stack up against the rest of the Twin Valley League this year?
Well, you know, just when you think we have a good team, but a team that you can get through the TVL and, you know, get good wins, man, the TVL just bounces back every year. And, you know, you got teams like Valley Heights is very athletic and very good basketball team. Hanover is coming off of state championships and has good freshmen coming in, and Centralia has good freshmen coming in. The West is still solid. Clifton Clyde's still solid. I mean, it doesn't get easier, from year to year. And when you think you may have an edge, that's when you don't have an edge. And right now, you know, it's going to be a tough league, just like, you know, any other year.
Absolutely. And kind of starting off with how your guys' schedule works out, you guys start off with Pawnee City on the road coming up on Friday, but then you have the tournament in Waubonsie like you did last year, and then you're right into it with league play starting on the 12th against Valley Heights. How are your thoughts on just how the beginning of your schedule stacked up this year?
Well, you know, it's definitely front-end loaded with the amount of games, and hopefully, you know, we get some good opponents in there. I don't know much about those teams, but, you know, I would just like to see us come out ready to go and maybe not click on all cylinders, because you don't want to be playing your best early, but look like we have, you know, been to the state tournament and we returned several people. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, should be a exciting start to the season, and it'll be hitting the ground running real quickly, and we'll be right in the thick of it before we know it. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up here against Pawnee City.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Basketball Coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.